We know that these perpetrators entered, were already operating in Russia. They left for some training in Turkey, came back. The timing, they were supposed to launch their attack. They cased out this venue. The attack was supposed to be launched on or about March 8th or 9th. Why? Why that venue on that date? Because a Russian superstar named Shaman was performing on that date, a patriotic concert that was going to be attended by many high-ranking people. That's the day it was supposed to happen, but the security was too tight, so the terrorist backed off, went underground, and waited until security reduced. Why would they attack on that day? Again, to disrupt the election, to undermine confidence in Vladimir Putin. The United States says they provided intelligence. First of all, the duty to report aspect of the U.S. intelligence community, when you find out information about a pending terrorist attack, you must inform the target of that. That duty to report is done. It only works if it's done through official channels. Why? Because you're officially saying this intelligence is the real deal. You need to act on it. Anatoly Antonov, the Russian ambassador to Washington, to the United States, says he was sitting there. Nobody called him. Nobody formally called the Russian government. It was done through unofficial channels, which is, for instance, if you're a judge and I'm a lawyer and I'm supposed to deliver a judicial document to you, I do it through formal channels. That gives it its listed. I don't meet you in the men's room and sort of slide it to you and go, hey, here, judge, here's something for you. Because that has no, it's not a real document. It's unofficial. That's how we gave the intelligence to Russia, an unofficial connection, sort of sliding it in. And what are the Russians supposed to do with it? If it's official, if it's real, give it to the ambassador, give it to the head of intelligence, do something, but don't slide it under a door. So there's that. But that means that we were cognizant of something. We claim that it was ISIS, the Islamic State Khorasan, this Afghan offshoot of it. Let me talk about that just for a second.
All right, known as ISIS-K.
ISIS-K, correct. It's an Islamic, obviously an Islamic terrorist organization. These terrorists, before they commit acts, have historically posted videos or photographs of themselves taking the Shahada, which is the oath of affirmation to Islam. The Shahada is sort of de rigueur for jihadists, and they tend to do it by raising their right index finger. Why? Well, because Osama bin Laden did it, because Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi did it, the right finger. And why is the right finger important? Because in Islam, the left hand is the hand of evil, the devil's hand. The right hand is the hand of God, the hand of good. If you're going to deliver the Shahada, which is not just the reciting of the words, but it's an act, it's a ritual, and you have to be pious. You deliver it with the right hand. These four fools delivered it with their left hand. It tells you all you need to know about the sincerity of their approach to Islam. Moreover, these weren't jihadists who were seeking to navigate their true north to a martyrdom in heaven. These were mercenaries who received money from somebody to carry out a specific act of terrorism in Russia. And who is that person? Well, again, people always navigate to the true north, Judge. When special operations forces get compromised behind enemy lines, they navigate to their place of safety, to a zone to be extracted. Spies navigate to, again, to a safe haven. These terrorists would navigate to their safe haven. Now, if you're a jihadist, your safe haven is heaven. You give your life. These guys didn't give their lives. They navigated to their true north, Ukraine.